Q. Baby, you did that.
You ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuss.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Check one, check two, check one, check two. Live in the motherfucking building, man. You already know what it is. It's the Wake and Bake Show, man. Live in the building. It's been a week. We're about to jump off into it, though. Don't forget, if you listen to on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you at, man, hit that like button. Share, subscribe, all that good stuff, dog. If you're on IG right now, what up, though? We streaming live on IG now. This is something new. We've been doing it for like about the last 3 weeks, so look like it's going smooth though. So if you're on IG, man, share this live with some people so we can jump in and talk a little shit, man. Got a few things to talk about today. Man, some people come in. What up? What up? What up, man? I see y'all popping in. What's good? YouTube popping in, Facebook popping in. We got a couple people on Twitch, and I don't even really, thought Twitch was for video gamers, but I guess we good. What up, Twitch? Y'all in the building, man. X or Twitter, whatever you call it these days. What up, what up, what up, man? Y'all piling in. That's what's up, dog. Thank y'all for hanging out with us, man. 6:30. I know it's a new time. I know we ain't doing the morning show no more, but at night is cool too, though. So I'm glad y'all can check us out, though, for real, for real. All right, guess we'll wait it out a little bit, but let's get to it. Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet, man. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. It's your boy, Q Lewis, holding it down live from the 48205, man. We about to get into some ridiculousness. What up, though? My man, Monk Money, pulling up. What's good? My nigga, Day Day, checking in. What's good, dog? Don't forget, if you're on IG or wherever you at, man, give us a shout out, though. What up, dog? What's good with you, man? My man, Monk Money, in the building. What's popping with you, dog? Got a couple things to talk about today, man. But before we get into everything, of course, I got the Tubi Movie Tuesday. So while you rolling up, I guess I can get to that real quick. And the Tubi Movie Tuesday this time, though, is actually a neighborhood legend in the building. So we gonna get to that real quick, dog. Let's go ahead and pop into that. For sure, man. Tubi Movie Tuesday, man. We back in the building. So this is what we talking about, dog. Tubi movies. All right. So you know I watch a lot of Tubi movies, bro. I do. I ain't gonna lie, though. Shout out this week, man. It was a new release. Shout out to Dennis Reed with The Perfect Murder, dog. All right. Perfect Murder starring Coke Horner. You know what I'm saying? E-Block legend in the building, man. Shout out to my man, Coke. And Ebony Tates. Good movie, dog. I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. I'm super excited about Detroit People, dog, because, like, y'all niggas been acting lately, dog. Yeah. Like, y'all niggas acting for real. I'm not mad about it.
This one don't look cheesy as cheesy, dog, as a lot of them fucking
too. What you saying? They be looking cheesy?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
You're not saying that, but you're saying that.
Yeah, I got you. So, you know what I mean? So, this was actually, well...
Nah, so you had a chance to check it out?
I checked it out. Well, you saw
the previews and stuff.
Saw the previews and shit.
Some reels. But no, it's a dope movie, dog. It's a classic love triangle situation, but, like, it's a little bit of a twist to it. For real, for real. I'm going to tell you like this, though. Shout out to my man, Coke, but, like, he be playing the angry boyfriend / husband type nigga real well.
This nigga face, dog, be balled up. This is smiling as motherfucker at home at the crib on the block.
Duh.
But in every move, like the last one, he kept pulling pistols out on bitches. What was that one?
Shit, that's the other. God damn it.
I mean, he better control your bitch. He put a pistol in her face in the heartbeat.
Yes, dog. Who you with, dog?
Yeah, his name was Uncle Something.
Uncle Something, yeah.
Uncle what?
I was mad as fuck at that nigga, though.
Yeah, dog, like that. He be playing the hell out the roles. Out on bitches, bro.
That nigga was angry. Started to think I don't know if it's act no more, dog. Shout out to my dog, man. Shout out to Dennis Reed, man. Shout out to all of the people out here doing movies for real. D. Coney, what's the deal, bro? It's called The Perfect Murder. Check that joint out. Been out
Uncle
for about
Ronnie.
A week.
Uncle Ronnie.
Uncle Ronnie. That's, damn, that was a Ronnie too?
That was his name, Ronnie, fuck, in that movie.
Damn, Ronnie's is just bad news, bro.
Yeah, Uncle Ronnie was pulling pistols out on bitches like a motherfucker.
Dog, Ronnie's is bad news, though. But yeah, check that out. On TiVo, on Tubi, the Perfect Murder. Shout out to Dennis Reed, shout out to Coke Horner, shout out to everybody in the joint, man. Shonda checking in. What up, though, Shonda? So I've been watching some other shit too. This ain't got nothing to do with Tubi, though.
Okay.
But Mr. and Mrs. Smith, dog.
The old joint?
Nah, so they got a remake, which is a series with Donald Glover and a Chinese chick or Asian chick.
Oh, yeah?
Dog, shit hard, nigga. I really like that shit.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, huh?
Yeah, so it's just like the movie and shit, but you know, it's a series. But when I tell you, I ain't gonna lie, when I first saw it, I'm like, I know Donald Glover kinda quirky and shit, and then they had the little Asian chick playing this girl, and I was like, I don't know, I just go work. So I watched the episode, then I watched another episode, then I watched another episode. Dog, shit stuck, fire, dude.
Stuck in that bitch at that point.
Dog, that shit fire, man, for sure. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, my nigga Day say it's a slow start, but it's fire though. Yeah, it started off a little slow. I guess they trying to like build the premise or whatever. So no, the shit fire though. I ain't gonna lie. So shout out to them. I fuck with Donald Glover though. Most shit that he
for
do.
Sure,
so,
for sure, for sure.
I'm on that type of time and shit, dog. Anyway, what's been going on with you, dog? It's been a fucking week and shit.
Shit, nigga. Weekend. Shit for your boy, man. Boy, you know, keeping it low to flow like an ant, standing out the motherfucking way, bro.
No doubt.
Ain't too much, man. You know what I'm saying? Been firing out with your boy, man. I've been working and shit.
Nah, for sure.
Nothing. Proud of my son, you know, student of the month. Shout out
dog, to dog. Shout out to dog. Been doing this thing, man.
Man, motherfucking. Yeah. Like this nigga's is a student. And I ain't never been a student.
What up, though? Nigga, man, coming in. What's good with you? Dog, that's a I'm excited for him too. Like I'm proud of dog and shit, dog. I never really been a for real student and shit.
Yeah, get the show started. These bullshit come in here, bullshit.
Anyway, dog, I never been a for real student, even though I made it through that motherfucker. But shout out to dog being like scholastic and shit, dog.
Big
that's
up,
what's
bro.
Happening.
Because I ain't never been that, so you know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? It feel good if I can
read. But it ain't never too late, though. You can still go back to school, though. You can be the valedictorian of your class.
I probably could.
Yeah.
But I ain't. I probably could, but I ain't.
No, I figured
school
dude,
ain't for me. Shout out to the old lady. She fucking graduating. She got her master's.
Yeah.
Big ups to her. You know what I'm saying?
Schooling. Fuck all that.
Schooling. I mean, I'm glad that my little section is doing their thing, but they know I can't go back.
Nah, for sure. If you did go back to school, though, like, what would you go back to school for? Because that's what I was thinking. Like, why would I don't know what I would go back to school for. Like, it ain't nothing.
I mean, culinary arts, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, like, how do that work, though? Like, when you got this much experience, like, do you want to go back, or what you think you go?
No,
I mean, it's always something you can learn.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's always something you can learn, especially in the motherfucking kitchen, though. You don't know everything, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, no, for sure.
This ain't one of these jobs where you can just fucking do the same shit over and over and over and over again, like Chrysler or Ford. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to put some motherfucking love and some thought into what the fuck you about to do. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. And speaking of motherfucking culinary arts and shit and cooking, and not really, but I'm just gonna put it all together.
Okay.
Fucking Savoy, dog. So the Savoy is a new joint over on East Warren and shit. East Warren and Cashew, right on off the corner. Nice little joint, dog. I went there for my brother's birthday, man. Shout out to my bro. Birthday was on Friday, so I pulled up on him over there. Went had a little dinner party or whatever. But like the Savoy is dope because it's like it's got this great ambiance. Like they got a doorman and shit with white gloves and shit. Like it's kind of an old school feel on the inside. They got like a wine cellar, all glass. Like you walk into the glass and shit, and like you can pick your wine and all that shit, dog.
Dope.
That's yeah, shit dope as hell, dog. So shout out to them, Jay Lee Deering. You know the Jay Lee, yeah, the Deering people and shit that own like everything downtown on you know down what's the Burks and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think it's one of their joints, right? But food good, dog. Ambiance is cool, man. Make sure you check them out. East Warren and Cashew. It's called the Savoy restaurant. You can find them on Instagram at Savoy Detroit or Detroit Savoy, one of the two. So you look it up on there, you can find it. But shout out to the Savoy. That shit was dope though. But anyway, Angry Man, what's popping with you, dog?
Nothing.
No? Alright, bet. So yeah, that was my weekend, man. Kinda just did that shit. Now, you know what was dope though? The fucking Pro Bowl, dog. Pro Bowl was dope. I like that shit. I mean, it ain't shit but flag football, but like the whole weekend counted points though, right? So the shit started on Thursday. They got all the little like skill joints and what you call that shit? Obstacle course and all that shit. So they take all those points and the points over the full 3 or 4 days or whatever is how you end up winning the Pro Bowl. But I like that shit though. Flag football shit was kind of dope. Dog got off and shit. Our nigga, Saint, you know, yeah, that nigga.
Yeah, Saint Brown.
Yeah, Saint Brown. Damn, well, I couldn't think of the name and shit, dog. Important, yeah, too. Yeah, hell yeah. Dog, that shit was, shit was dope, though. Anyway, that was it, though. So, really, nothing up with you, dog? For real? Angry Man? No? Still nothing? You want me to cut your mic on, or you want to keep it off?
You turn it on.
All right, you gonna talk a little bit?
Just a little bit.
All right, shit was, So since ain't nothing been going on with you, what's going on in the world, dog? What you want to talk about?
Nothing.
It sucks. All right, let's get to it then, dog. This is what we're talking about. So, my man Monk Money then got tempted to go to church now because he done found him a pastor and shit that I think he believe in and shit. You know, he found him on TikTok, but we ain't gonna get into all of that. So this is what we're talking about, dog. Obviously some statements was made by Geno Jennings and shit. Excuse the misspelling in the title, but autocorrect made me say Jenkins instead of Jennings, and that's okay. But we know who we're talking about, right? So Geno Jennings is an apostle, I guess, because like that's different, right? Apostle and and preachers and reverends and all this shit is different, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I guess he had a few choice words to say about T.D. Jakes, and I guess my thing is this though about black churches and preachers and all of that stuff. Like, I'm just trying to see where all of this fits into the bigger scheme of things as far as moving black people along in our communities and shit. We gonna get into that. That's the bigger thing though. But you said you first seen this on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what caught your eye about this shit? He was talking about T.D. Jakes, obviously, and shit. And he obviously don't like him, though, because he referred to him as T.D. Snakes.
Jake the Snake.
All kind of like snake shit. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, because he, like for real, though, when that nigga said to me, when that nigga said, bro, if your preacher ain't got no job, then he's a crook. He said, ain't no way in the hell the congregation should be paying for this man Mercedes and all. So he locked me in right there. Then he started talking about how Jesus had a job. Jesus was a carpenter. And he started naming up all the jobs that the people had in the Bible that they speak of.
Yeah.
And he said, why do your pastor don't get a job? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and ever since then, he just had me hooking. Like, all the niggas speak is Bible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Wait. Let me finish.
Okay, even though,
you know what I'm saying, you feel like it's some sugar salt, you know, on the Bible too, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But dog getting his information from not just the Bible, books that the Bible speak of, you know what I'm saying? He going through all of them, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can appreciate a dude that, you know, come to the altar and say, I want your money, let me tell you about this, and straight up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I get a nigga praise. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I mean,
he got a church though, right?
Yeah.
So it's got to be some kind of fun. Like, he not paying for the motherfucker himself.
But I mean, if he ain't, but no, we ain't paying for nothing else. We ain't got 16 collection plates going around. We don't got a line. Like, turn me off of church, bro. I'm gonna tell you what turned me off of church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you what church I went to. I went to Perfecting.
You done called out the motherfucking.
And
ain't that the Winans church?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And
this shit about to get shut down.
And it turned me off when my man say, you know, anybody that's giving, you know, under $50 getting this line.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Anybody that's giving $100 getting this line.
That shit really affected you.
Anybody that's giving over $100 getting this line. Like, why do you have to point? I don't understand, my nigga. Like, that shit just threw me off.
So you know who giving.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what I'm saying, man.
So you know who giving.
Don't you start motherfucking taking up for these motherfucking
things. So you know who to rob outside. Angry Man, what you say about that, dog? Because I know you kind of grew up in the church. Honestly, both of y'all, sort of, like, mm-hmm. to a degree. I mean, definitely, I know the McClain family is heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they joint. So, like, what you think about that shit, though? I mean, just church as overall, like, what is it doing for the community for real? Or I guess you can comment on that shit first. I mean, what are you saying about my man saying that your preacher should have a job?
Yeah, he should have a job.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so this is a theory that all y'all believe in, huh?
Yeah. I mean they shouldn't solely just depend on you know, the church taking care of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, up until a certain degree.
Yeah.
You know, once you reach a certain age where you can't work, okay, I understand this is your sole job.
I got you.
But to piggyback off what he said, once you start categorizing the amount of, you're going too fucking far right there.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
I understand, you know, people got to donate to the church to keep the lights on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, to buy food so, you know, people can eat after church and...
Yeah.
You know, so you can, you know, feed people on Sundays that you know, they can't feed themselves. You
right.
know, I get that.
Yeah,
you know,
nah,
I
mean, for sure.
That part I get. You know, because you got to keep the building up.
Nah, that's for sure.
But when...
Got to do that.
When you asking for W-2s and putting motherfuckers in lines and...
W-2s in this bitch.
You got a G-5 because you got to hurry up and do this sermon and fly to Chicago and do another one.
Bentley's.
Nick said the G5 and that bitch.
You know straight what I'm saying? Up. You rocking Rolexes and you got a school attached to your church and you charging the shit out of people for that. And then, you know, your community around you ain't shit.
Yeah.
That's the problem I had.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I can dig that though.
I mean, if your neighborhood around your church is falling apart,
yeah,
and you sitting up here living like this.
Right. You out here like Dr. Umar and shit, promising the school and shit.
Yeah, I believe Pac said something close to that, that nature. Like, how in the fuck you gonna have a mega church?
Yeah.
And not just them. It's a gang of them out here in the world.
Nah, I agree.
You got mega churches in the neighborhood around you falling apart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's certain shit I don't think they should charge for. Mm. You know, like childcare.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when you bringing in what you bringing in on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, let Tamika go ahead and drop her kid off so she can go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. I mean, you would, well, let me say this, though. Like, childcare is expensive, nigga.
That's my point. That's my point.
For the free ball, oh, no. Childcare is expensive, bro.
They're making enough. These mega churches are making enough to get by.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids though.
We ain't asking, but not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, because every kid in that church ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that's true.
You especially know what I mean? When you got a fucking school that's big as a football field.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, if that motherfucker free though, there's a lot of kids gonna be there.
So.
Yeah. So then that's what
you gotta do is make enough money to pay the fucking staff. That part.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and let the staff know, shit, this is a part-time gig.
Yeah.
And you know, most of the time it's gonna be the elder ladies in the church that ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah.
About 5-6 hours out the day. Yeah, we'll come through here, cook breakfast, lunch, dinner's on you.
Right.
Because
right.
when you get off work, you gonna come pick your kid up.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's where the black community got lost at. They got lost in the almighty dollar.
Oh yeah, for sure. D-Will, what up though? D-Will, check it here.
What up, D?
But you know what I'm saying? They got lost in the almighty dollar.
Yeah, seen that nigga this weekend too. I cried a little bit and shit. We'll talk about that off camera. Yeah, cried a little bit.
But anytime that you driving more than what half of your congregation is making, that becomes an issue for me.
So I get.
I'm not saying you don't deserve nice things.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you don't.
And trust me, I get both sides. It's just like, I guess my thing is, obviously you don't want to be making the money off of the, the congregation. Damn, I couldn't get the word together, right? I know you don't want to make the money off of them to be, you know, flying private and all that type of shit like that. But at the end of the day, too, though, I don't necessarily know if I want my pastor to be struggling either. Like, I don't want this nigga to be pulling up on two shoes and shit. Like,
have a job.
Yeah, I feel you.
The fuck? Like, you don't need to be struggling. And if you're struggling, that's on you. Get a fucking job, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, you know, like he said, if he's an elder, you know what I'm saying? He's, okay, bam, you can't work no more. You barely stand at the motherfucking, what's the thing?
The pew.
Yeah.
You can barely stand. Right. I said the pew.
You can barely stand at that motherfucker. So I can understand, you know what I'm saying? They kicking in for, you know, the past. He's still bringing the word, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these motherfuckers, bro, man, I'm they done turned me off, man. My daddy is... fully off the rails.
Yo, man, over that shit.
Yeah, he's fully off the rails. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't seen no good come out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you think it's always been like this though, or like, is this something that's changing because the times changing, capitalism got worse and shit? Or?
Times changing because, like I said, back in the day, it used to be a time when, you know, you could take your kid to the school. To the church. To feed them, or you had a sister man in the back saying, drop them damn babies off so you can go to work.
Right.
And they'd keep the doors open, you know, so you could do that.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's an old saying, and I know y'all gonna clown me. But it's an old saying. It's something called the old landmark, nigga. We lost that shit.
Yeah.
We lost the old landmark. Yeah. You know what I mean? We lost, you know, pretty much what got us to where we at. Because we got satisfied and thought we overcame. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We forgot that shit.
Yeah. That's my thing, too, though, about the church. And I didn't hate having these conversations, but this is the one thing just about church and Christianity, period. Just like, I'm still trying to make the connection to where we thought that Christianity was our saving grace. Like, it's hard for me to understand, just because I know you have to have your own relationship with God, Jesus, or whoever you know, your higher power and shit, right? But, like, when you got the enslavement of people and the brutality against a certain race of people with the back hinge of religion as their reason to why they doing shit, How do we make the connection, bro? Like, how do we make the connection? And again, I'm not saying that to, like, beat nobody over the head about their religion, because, I mean, like, we know what we know, and you follow what you follow.
Yeah.
But, like, I just wonder when that connection was made. Like, how is this the same Jesus that made white people feel like it was all right to string niggas up and have their kids look at it and shit and posterize it and put it in public newspapers and shit to blame it on the teachings of this same Bible that we basing our life on? Like, I wonder when the connection was made.
And that's what my daddy said. Man. You know what I'm saying? My daddy, you know, he was raised in church, like, his whole life.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And he just, man, when I got older, I got to there, like, where was Jesus when they was castrating motherfuckers and letting them bleed to death hanging out there? Like, what was God there? Like,
and I hate to say it like that, but...
It's kind of crazy though, like, how that whole situation go, and that makes you wonder and all, and make your mind go like, why nothing can't be just plain and simple, bro? Why it's always the overlay for the underlay, bro? Like, nothing is just plain and simple. They give you fucking tidbits and shit, mysteries and shit. Bitch, I want to know. Ain't no fucking mystery.
They say mysteries and shit.
Like, if you know already, how's a fucking mystery? If you know. If somebody else know already, how the fuck if it's a mystery?
It's a mystery to you, nigga.
Man, that's some bullshit.
A lot of that is, you know, is built for the afterlife, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I asked that question years ago.
My name, you checking in, what up, though?
I asked that question years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess the way it was explained to me is that, you know, he gave us our own minds. He gave us our own way to think. He wants you to come to him willingly. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to come to him willingly.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why there's a hell. That's why there's a heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he came in and stepped in and saved everything, we'd be robots. We wouldn't be humans.
Yeah, we're not far from robots right now, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? We'll be robots. We wouldn't be humans.
I understand. He gave you choice, bro. But when
did these choices stop making the difference? Like, we made choices to still end up on the wrong end of the stick, nigga. Like
all the time.
Yeah.
Like, all the fucking time. These motherfuckers keep their knee in our necks, bro.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess why they say you were perishing.
Cigar Room Show checking in. What up, though?
What up, though?
See, who else? V checking in. What up, though, V?
What up, baby?
What's happening, bro?
Yeah. That shit, I just don't know, man.
It's just deep, bro.
I hate to be questioning it like that, because... But you don't want to be blasphemous.
I was told not to question it. And I was always told not to question
me too. And that's crazy.
And that's...
But this one...
That's not good.
And that's why I like Juno.
Gino. Apostle. Gino Jennings.
I like that motherfucker, man. That nigga give it to you from what he see out the Bible. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Nothing to sugarcoat it. And he's fully against gays in the church. And I'm not saying that because I'm fully against them.
You fully against gays? You can't be fully against. In first the of all, church. Let, in the, what? No, all right. That's all right, let's land here. Okay. Let's land here. We're here.
Okay, we're here.
Like, why? Why is it a thing? If you in church to find your connection with Jesus, why you care if dog over here sashaying and shit?
Well,
sashaying. Yes, I said sashaying.
Well,
you Vince checking in. What up, though? E-Block in the building?
Well, you know, like, I'm not a big Bible, you know, thumper or none of that, but but in the Bible, there was man and there was woman. You know what I'm saying?
So there's a lot of shit in the Bible, my
guy. Yeah, it's a whole system behind it. And they throw off the system by same-sex shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, wait. They throw off the system?
Yeah, because you
what
can't
system
have,
is this?
Having babies, you know what I'm saying? Procreating, fucking doing.
So I just so you know, right? That there are, I guess it'll be the same word. There are homosexual animals and creatures in every sector of the kingdom, nigga. So life seems to keep going. These motherfuckers, same sex motherfuckers, and the few that are reproducing, they seem to keep going. We not the oldest thing living on this planet.
We not.
So that shit keep going.
But if you read this book that they give him, you know what I'm saying? It don't say nothing about dick in the ass. Wow. In the Bible.
Dog, what?
I mean,
or same sex shit. It don't. It turns you totally different.
I'm not defending them, but I have to say this. You know what I mean? I'm not defending what you're saying. I mean, you know, trying to defend them.
Yeah.
But you got to realize what you're saying. So, he's without sin can't cast the first stone.
Right.
Lighter. Just because your sin lighter. Is not their sin, don't mean you they don't deserve to be there.
Understandable.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, if you want to be in there praising the Lord, so I don't care about that shit.
Right. I mean, maybe they come in there for forgiveness, but you come in there for forgiveness, but y'all not coming for the same forgiveness. You know what I mean? Just like somebody that's on drugs, somebody that robbed somebody, somebody that just can't stop killing somebody, keep running to the church asking for forgiveness.
Or preachers that can't stop touching little boys.
That part too.
Yeah.
That part too. And they keep running asking for, they come keep asking for help.
That's different, nigga.
What's different?
It's touching little kids, nigga. What you mean, what's different? What's different between a nigga touching a little kid and two consenting adults having homosexual sex?
I'm just saying, in the church.
Fuck you mean, what's the difference?
I'm confused. In the church, period. That's in the whole little circle of the church.
Dog, what difference do it make if it's a gay nigga in the church? Like, what difference do it make? Like, do it make your connection with Jesus lessen?
It does not.
Okay, then. But so
it's not following the Bible, though. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing against the gays.
You in there, right?
Yeah, I'm in there. But I ain't the nigga that preached the shit, though. I ain't preaching the shit. He preaching the shit, nigga. I'm just saying it don't go along with the fucking Bible. I'm not saying that he was right or wrong. I'm just saying it don't go along with the Bible. Where in the Bible where it speak upon gay people being gay? It's not in the Bible, so he speaks on that. So, I'm not saying that this motherfucker is right as fuck for how to let these faggots in here. I mean,
shit, cuz.
Yeah, I promise.
Relax.
I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, you know, you attacking me like I'm the nigga that's, you know what I'm saying, to do it. I don't care.
First of all, ain't nobody attacking you, nigga.
Yes, I feel like you was attacking me.
Nobody's
so
attacking
So that's why I had to start defending myself, because, nigga, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, my nigga. I'm just saying, like, shit, this is what he preached because he said this is not in the Bible. In his Bible.
Nigga Trey say, without the gay man in church, the music ministry is trash.
Now
y'all,
that's fucked up.
Y'all
that's
niggas wild, bro.
Now that's just fucked up.
Y'all niggas wild.
See, I'm not preaching against that, bro. I'm just saying, though, this is what this man says. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so all you're saying is because he's gay.
I'm not saying shit.
I mean, that is what you say. Because he's gay, he shouldn't be preaching the word of the gospel because the Bible speaks against that. Is what you're saying?
I ain't saying none of that.
What the fuck is you saying then?
I'm saying he's saying that shit, not me, nigga. I keep telling myself.
So you agree. I'm just asking, you agree with what he's saying, right? Well, damn, nigga, don't be scared to accept
check,
the
check
shit.
Check it out. Check it out.
Oh, here we go. Don't be afraid.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be 100.
Don't be afraid,
bro.
A lot of them motherfuckers shouldn't be up there.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Come on with your bigot ass.
Okay, a lot of them motherfuckers shouldn't be up there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these motherfuckers go up there and preach that word and do something totally different at the crib. So, whoever preaching the word and this getting over to somebody, me personally, I have no issue with that. If you catching this word that he's speaking, you know what I'm saying?
So, and, let me ask you this. What about all them pastors out there who committed murder, but now they say I'm changing my life and go up here. You know.
Hey, Miracle, what's up?
After that, he changed his path and he's still walking that path, nigga. You have a fucking great story to tell, and I'm willing to listen. If you still walking that path after you did all your murder, you said you changed your life, you still, I'm riding with him. If he's still going home and murdering motherfuckers while he come back to the motherfucking pew the next day, then yes, I have a problem.
See, now this is where I'm a little bit different, and I ain't gonna lie to you. And maybe because I didn't grow up in the church and no shit like that, and this is probably the wrong approach, right? But for me, sometimes don't none of that shit matter. Because for me, that nigga is just a delivery person. That's just like if I want some motherfucking Chick-fil-A, I don't give a fuck who DoorDash and that shit. As long as you get me my Chick-fil-A. This is the same shit. I don't give a fuck who delivering the word if I'm receiving it. Because sometimes you get the word from a motherfucker that you probably should not.
For sure.
So fuck it. If the word is getting delivered to me, I'm taking it. I don't give a fuck if he fucking dudes, killing dudes. I don't know what the fuck he doing. But somehow, he made this word signify to me. So I'm fucking with it. Like, that's just where I'm at with it. I don't give a fuck if you're a power bottom. Getting swallowed up.
No, I can feel you.
Maybe that's just me.
I can feel you, man.
You know, because I don't have a, and it will probably be different if I had like a church home, like a church family and shit. I think you get a different feel then because like you really involved. And that's just where I'm at with it, shit. The nigga getting swallowed up, you just getting swallowed up, dog.
Swallowed. Swallowed.
Me just talking about, no, Q, you can't eat everybody's food. I'm not. I'm eating Chick-fil-A food. The delivery person is different every time. That's like when you order delivery shit, like, you don't know the delivery, motherfucker. And you know the food, though.
But that's your opinion. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has an opinion about the shit, and nobody has, like, real true facts, but the book, and dog, preach the book.
And then, all right,
he had somebody on there, Mr. Vegas, that said some shit about him, and man, he crucified him on the stage, bro. He had to escort that. He just escorted that nigga. Not like, now take him out of here.
Now see, here we go. So Venus say they would be leading you to hell. Now this is my thing though. How you leading me to hell with the words from your book? Yeah. If the words from your book in the wrong hands can lead me to hell, then there's something wrong with the words in your book. You know, I'm just saying. I don't know, though. I didn't want to get this far into the shit. But, like, I just... Don't shoot the messenger, my nigga. Like, I don't know. If I'm receiving the word...
And some people shoot the messenger, dog. You ever seen 300? That nigga came with the messages, and he got kicked in a motherfucking hole.
She said, then they are hypocrites. Oh, I don't know none of those. I don't know no Christian hypocrites. I don't know no good, clean Christian hypocrites. I don't know none of those. They don't exist. Shout out to my man Fat Cat checking in. Now, Fat Cat is a for-real-life minister, right? Mm-hmm. So let's read this, because this is long. Thanks, Fat Cat. This is a long, very long entry, so let's read. He said, Corinthians 6:9-20, the New King James Version. I do know that NKJV means that. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers? I don't know what that is. Nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. I know every last one of them motherfuckers in there. So that means that none of... A lot of motherfuckers ain't going. Uh-huh. And if you happen to be one of them and you preaching the word, but I'm receiving it, I'm still going to go ahead and receive that word. I'm not going to knock you for being a fornicator or an adulterer. Like, if my pastor is fucking on his wife, like outside his marriage, and a nigga still preaching a good word, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just going to hell because the nigga's word was working to me. I didn't even know he was fucking around with his wife until you told me. Like, I don't get so. After I find that out, I'm supposed to stop listening to Jesus through him because he fucking on off on his wife. Like, I don't get that. Like, I think that's some Christian ideology. And Christian ideology don't always make sense because the book itself don't always make sense. Because I don't know how many motherfuckers rewrote that shit before we got it. I know that y'all say the words in red is Jesus, but like, yeah, that was thousands of years ago. I don't know if that's for, true or not either, right?
Yeah, somebody could have rewrote some words.
No, for sure. For sure.
It ain't like it's a part two book.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I know it's a...
What if it is? It's called Life After Death. Ooh.
Nigga say, ooh.
Ooh.
Shout out to my man Randy checking in. Ty Gray checking in. What up, though?
Probably got it. They hide it from
me. Somebody gave me a Quran. I'm just afraid to read the motherfucker.
Well, I don't.
It ain't shit but a book out the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to read
it. I mean, in real life, like, dog, it's like some of the same people that's in the Bible is in the Quran. It's like, I'm just going to put
it.
Not, I mean, obviously not all of it. So, I've read excerpts. So, I mean, in all honesty, like, if you look at it, the Bible and the Quran is like a bunch of motherfuckers on a hiking trip and shit, and they get to a fork in the road. And the motherfuckers in the Quran went to the right, motherfuckers in the Bible went to the left, and they told their stories on this side. They, at one point, was all on the same fucking mission, though. Like, so, again, this goes back to what's real and what ain't. Who knows for real? Because even with those two books, these are still two stories being told about the same fucking shit. Perception is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows? I don't feel like I'm going to hell, though, because my preacher is fucking the 25-year-old secretary and his wife don't know about it because she fucking Mr. Jones and shit anyway.
It's a whole lot of drugs.
It's a whole lot of Tyler
Perry like a motherfucker. Perry.
Oh shit, man. Let me see. Fat guy say, we are not accountable to man. We have to answer to God. None are perfect, but we must do our best to live righteous.
Yeah. And that's what I said, man. I said have a relationship with
him, bro. But see, so like, so that's the saying right there, though, right? So if we all agree that nobody is perfect, why do we expect the one person that's spreading the word of God? We expect them not to be perfect. So, like, what you gonna keep doing? Just replace them for a nigga who perfect at the time? Because nobody's gonna be perfect 100%. So, like, what's the difference? So, at this point, how are you really making a judgment call on who's delivering the word? If you already coming in knowing that nobody's perfect?
Yeah, man. See, the shit is all confusing.
Everything confusing.
Like, it's all confusing to me, bro. Like, honestly, bro. Like, I mean, like, and it shouldn't be that confusing. You know what I'm saying? You know, God is almighty. One God, you praise him, period. But it ain't that. You know what I'm saying? It's so many different ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know which way to go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and if we all got sin, and I'm like, if we all was born with sin, what makes you think that your sin is just better than my sin? Or I don't understand.
You know what? It's all timing.
Venus said it's not confusing.
It's all timing. That's what I'm going to blame it on. I'm going to blame it on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I get what both you motherfuckers are saying.
Yeah.
My thing is this here. I would listen to that motherfucking pastor that tell me, and honestly and genuinely tell me, you know, his earlier life, yeah, I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm not. I found Jesus, and mm-hmm. I'm delivering the word.
Yeah.
Or that one pastor say, 20 years ago, I would have put a bullet in your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I did time.
Yeah.
But I found Jesus. Now, that's the one I would probably listen to, and I think that's what he's really trying to push out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he just don't want that current motherfucker doing it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you come into church and you know, you preach this shit, then you go home, to your boyfriend or some shit. Yeah. Or you go home and stab a nigga because he bumped your Cadillac or something.
He bumped your Cadillac.
Nah, but like I said,
Candy,
I think...
checking in. She said, who are we to judge?
Nobody. But I think that's what he's trying to push out. You know what I mean? He could probably follow the one that says, you know, because in all honesty, I believe that's the one I would want to listen to anyway.
Yeah, because you've been through some shit.
Yeah, you've been through some shit, and mm-hmm. you can give me the Bible, okay? Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
Shout out to D-Will, though. That's why he's my spiritual advisor.
Yeah, and I think that's what Monk really want to push out.
Yeah. I get what he's saying. I'm just questioning every fucking thing this week.
Yeah, he just don't want the current motherfucker doing it.
So Venus say, and this is, all right, Christians. I'm a Christian, too. I believe in Christ. Mm-hmm. So I believe that makes me a Christian. She says, only confusing to those who are perishing. Shaking my head, it's real deep. Now, this is the thing about Christians and churchgoers. It's like, when you don't understand or you don't believe the same thing they believe in,
you're going to hell.
Simple and plain. Like, there's no in between. Nope. That's always amazing to me, dog.
That's not just Christians.
It's like, if I don't understand or believe what you're saying, then... You just stupid and you going to hell. That's the answer to everything, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much every religion.
Yeah. All right, so Fat Cat said, we can't just intentionally live our lives lawless. The key is that our lives must reflect Christ being holy and acceptable to God.
Understand.
Yeah. And I think with God, again, I'm not super Christian then, but with God and faith comes, what's the word I'm looking for? Grace, right? So we give these people grace. Who am I to be the judge and juror because of two lines that I read in the Bible?
Yeah. It's only one judge and juror, I think, and that's him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I take what people say with a grain of salt because you're not him.
Yeah.
Until he's like, you can't speak like. That's why I get so confused about how this is
so confused.
So about how this motherfucker can go up here and say what he's saying, mm-hmm. and turn around and the next fucking day,
yeah.
do the most grimy shit you could ever think about in your mind. Mm-hmm. Like I don't. That's what I don't get.
Right.
I guess because everybody you read in the Bible ain't perfect.
True.
They done did a whole lot of gangster shit too.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like that's why they in there.
Yeah,
I think niggas made it to the Bible because they fucked up, not because they great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like niggas made it. They got their name published because they was some fuck ups, not because they was like saints and shit.
Look at what some of them motherfuckers in the Bible. Ain't no punks in the Bible.
Nah, for sure. Nah, I agree. That shit just wild though. Like, so first of all, let me go back to this and say, I never really been for no real reason. I've never really been a fan of T.D. Jakes anyway. Like I, not that like I didn't dislike him or didn't think nothing of him. I just wasn't a fan anyway. I guess like the statements and the shit that people saying about him, I guess I don't really give a shit because like I don't care for real. Like I never thought of him in that fashion anyway. So, but for the people in his congregation though. So, for instance, if that was y'all congregation, like if y'all was in this church and all these things started coming out about the power bottom and shit, all that type of shit, and you really felt in your heart like he might be doing some gay shit behind the scenes, which is at the end of the day, like I know that it's somewhere in the Bible where it shouldn't be, but like niggas is ridiculously hung up over niggas' sexuality. Like ridiculously, like nigga, so much of your life shouldn't be hinging upon who this nigga fucking, like in real life, nigga. So but in that congregation though, would you continue to go? Like, because you still receiving the same word like you've been receiving this shit, but you done found out this nigga taking dick from the back.
I'm not.
You busting up?
I'm busting up because it's not what you preach, bro. It's not. You gotta practice what you at least practice what you preach.
Nigga said T.D. Jakes want to be swallowed for real and shit.
Yeah, he probably has been swallowed. But I'm just saying though.
Oh god, bro.
If you doing that shit and you like I said before, I said this shit already.
Mm-hmm.
If he's on a stage preaching, you know, he's preaching the word and he turns around and do some gay shit or some devilish shit. No, I don't want to listen to him.
What if you shoot somebody?
I don't. What you mean?
Do it really make a difference though? So like, if he murders somebody or he fuck another boy and shit like this.
It depends on what the murder was. Because if you murder somebody that was trying to do some harm, bodily harm to him, yeah, he's a hero. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel. You know what I mean? Like, he's a freaking hero.
Shonda said the problem is people don't read the Bible for themselves. Mm-hmm. Read it and reread it. This is definitely the case. Yep. And I will tell you that I am guilty. I think the most I've read the Bible is when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And since then, I have not. So anything that I have at this point is being fed through a filter. Mm-hmm. So that's either by the preacher or by an elder. So that shit can be getting misconstrued. I get that. But going back to what I'm saying, like, if I'm getting my information from that filter, like, because sometimes this filter ain't no pastor. Sometimes the filter is your grandma. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, your grandma do fucked up shit all the time, but she know this fucking word. And she telling you to live by it. So what you do? Say fuck your grandma? Like, I ain't going to hell, grandma. I'm not listening to you. But she know this word backward and forth. She giving it to you. She just might not be living it all the way to the T. Which probably nobody on earth is.
I'm
so
just giving you say that. Ain't nobody living that motherfucker to the T.
Right. Yeah, they did follow Eddie Long to the death. Eddie Long was fucking boys, though. That's just, it's different when you fucking underage kids. Like, that's a demonic realm
I'm out of there.
that shit different, nigga. But yeah, I don't know, dog.
That shit is disgusting, though.
Yeah.
Like, disgusting.
It is.
Like, you preach the word of God to go touch a little pew boy?
Dog, speaking of which, dog, this ain't got nothing to do with like the church shit, but I fucked around and watched that documentary about what's his name? The little freaky nigga that killed himself. Fuck, dog. Damn, why I can't think of dog's name? The rich white dude and shit was touching all them kids and then he killed himself and shit, and they trying to hear him Clinton up and Trump and everybody for being associated with the nigga. Come on, dog. Y'all know that. What's the nigga name? Mm. Dog, why I can't think of this nigga name? Epstein. Fuck. Yeah, goddamn. Right. I just watched that shit last week, though. But yeah, that shit right there. And this ain't got nothing to do with the church and shit, so I don't want niggas to make that association. But, like, it's some rich, powerful motherfuckers, dog, who are really on some sadistic shit.
Do what I want.
Yeah, nigga. And unfortunately, what they want sometimes is children, nigga. And that's crazy. Where do that even register?
That's crazy.
In a nigga head? Like, this is a thing to be done, bro. That shit weird as hell. Anyway, let me see y'all. Ben say, let me set the record straight. There's no such thing as a gay animal. There's no such thing as a gay animal, but there are. It's a classification with the beginning as homo, nigga. So there's something. I didn't fail all my classes, nigga. I know a little something.
Is it homo sapien?
Okay, I might be high now.
Yeah,
I might be high now. I don't talk about that shit no more, dog.
Yeah, because I was gonna say it, but I let that
nigga say blasphemy. Yeah. Nigga try to sound smart, like, yeah, nigga, I know something. Yes. No, I don't know. Animal. It's probably a gay animal somewhere, though.
Rawr. With a lingo. Rawr. Rawr. I'm gonna bite you.
I'm gonna bite you.
Rawr.
But it.
Y'all up, come.
So, let. Y'all come. All right, I'm a little high, though. We got a few minutes. I just want to ask this question, though. It's not a possibility.
I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit.
I mean, dogs hump on other dogs, and sometimes they be males.
Dogs hump on everything.
Right, so do they make them gay?
No, because they hump on everything. That's their pattern. They know
if a dude hump on everything, they make him gay. They be hump on women and men, and yeah, make him gay.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't give a fuck about shit like that.
I mean, I don't give a fuck either. It was a funny conversation. I don't know. Let me see where we at. Fat Cat said, remember Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed for sin, mainly homosexuality. Yeah, I guess so. There's a lot of shit was destroyed based on some shit. And that's another thing, though, right? And we gonna get off of this for real, but if it's so frowned upon, like in the Bible and all this shit, in the ancient ages, that's all niggas was doing.
Caesar and all of them.
Right. So like
Alexander the Great.
So like I don't get it, dog. Mm. Like, you would figure that the niggas closest to that time period would have been the most afraid to do that shit. Like, you would figure that thousands of years later, like, since the book was written, like, some of these motherfuckers was...
But like I said...
Some of these motherfuckers was B.C., nigga. Like, B.C. is before Christ, nigga. So, like, before they even wrote Jesus in the Bible, these niggas was already doing shit.
So it's always been this rich motherfuckers around that say, I could do what I want.
It's always been Epstein, huh? Mm-hmm.
It's always Epstein somewhere. I can do what I want.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck if it was today or before Christ.
And the scary shit about Epstein, though, is that as powerful as he was and the way he was getting away with shit, that he was still somebody's underling, nigga. That's how he ended up dead, nigga. Whether he killed himself or another nigga killed him in jail, however it went, it was for a reason. Because obviously he knew something about niggas who was higher up than him. So that's a little scary, nigga, when you really think about it. I mean, this nigga literally got away with this shit for years. Anyway, dog.
Most of his life, the nigga was 88 when they killed him. Shit.
Nigga wasn't that old. Nigga was 60-something.
Or... most of his life, nigga. Fuck you talking about? I might was exaggerating the number, but that was most of his life, nigga.
Yes, yes. A lot of his life and shit.
All of it.
Anyway, dog.
66 years of this nigga being a freaky, deaky, devilish motherfucker.
And it might not even been that. He might not even been 60 yet. I'm not sure. He was older, though. Yeah. I know he wasn't 70, you know, shit like that, but... I don't know, dog.
You fuck out with me, bro.
Yeah, that nigga's just foul, though. Like, that's foul. Like, I never understood that about niggas in power and shit like that with money, because, like, you can have all the adult women that you want, nigga. Yes. Like, these adult women want you.
Yeah.
So, why would you ever have to have a child, nigga?
For free or paid.
Dog, for free or paid. You can have all the adult women that you want, nigga.
Give her a couple hours.
Dog, that's it. That's why I never understood that. Cause like there's nothing, like if you a powerful motherfucker, like in my head, there's nothing powerful about like overpowering a child. Like, so you out thunk, not a word. But you know what I'm saying? You out thought a child. Like, you don't get no, that's like kicking a weak nigga. Yeah, it's like kicking a weak nigga ass in the game. Like, you don't get no points for that. Like, you don't get points for that. So like
all these niggas gotta do is this here. Like this nigga just said. Just go out there, find you a couple freaks.
Right.
And all the freaks really gonna worry about, you know, is you paying them.
Right.
I mean, if you can't perform and you got to do what you got to do, they don't give a fuck as long as they get their money.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you pay them, they'll give you any fucking fantasy that you fucking want.
Yeah.
Especially if you that guy in that type of power and you got that kind of money.
Yeah.
She calling the homegirl saying, let's go get this couple dollars.
Nah, for sure.
And that's why I understand if they like these little people just getting little midget bitches. Little midget bitches.
Be grown as hell.
Grown as hell. But they small like that. You know what I mean?
You feel like you want a child.
That's retarded, bro. Like, I don't understand the whole logic about that and shit. Just get you a little bitty bitch. She old as hell.
Duh,
she been on this earth for at least 25, 30 years.
Mom, just tell her to wear kids' clothes.
Duh, you funny as
I'm
hell.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, just tell her to wear kids' clothes.
Yeah. That is a thing, though. I say there's a push to make pedophilia normal.
Yes.
I peeped that.
Yes.
Yo, that's fucking...
Yes.
Dog.
That's crazy.
That's not a world that you want to raise some kids in, nigga.
Hell no.
Your kid's already a target, nigga. Then just once it's like normal, it's normalized, nigga. That's wild as hell.
You know what's wild
just
as hell?
Just the thought of that shit.
You know what's wild as hell? Just the thought of
what's that?
All them kids on the milk boxes and shit. Though, all them kids that come up missing. That's what happens to them, bro. That's some fucked up shit, my G.
For sure, it is.
That's some fucked up shit, bro. Every one of them motherfuckers on them milk boxes or get scooped up in that little white motherfucking van and shit.
Yeah.
I hate white vans.
Dog.
it's one right next to me, dog. And I swear, I feel like that nigga be taking kids. Like, I swear, just like John Wayne Gacy, nigga.
I hate white women.
I just, yeah, fuck it. Niggas, and it's fucked up, because niggas need them bitches like they doing work and shit. Like
painting and shit, doing your shit, you
but
know?
Goddamn, paint that bitch another color.
Niggas should have realized
shit. Put a name on that motherfucker.
Niggas should have realized shit got bad when they started putting your picture on a box of milk cartons. Because they know niggas going to buy milk.
And they used to put them shits in the little postcards and shit in the mail. Remember them shits? Yeah,
They put your face on the back of a milk
carton. But what used to be fucked up about the ones that come in the mail, though? Still niggas been gone for a long time. Like, by the time you get that bitch in the mail, it's like, shit, that nigga in Argentina, nigga. Yeah.
All right, shit got so bad, milk agreed to help out.
I didn't even mean to laugh at that, bro. I didn't mean to laugh at that.
Milk was like, nah, just give me that
bitch. Anyway, dog, we out here, dog. Let's go around the block one last time. It's almost 7:30. I got to get out to Southville. Shout out to my mans and them. Doing their show actually at 8 o'clock, dog. The talking ish with my boys, man. Shout out to my man Kev. Shout out to Twan P. And then at 9:30, shout out to the Girth crew, dog. That's me, Kev, my man Miles and shit, dog. We be in the building.
What up,
check
dude?
Us out, Podcastic, man. It'll be on my page as well at 9:30. New episode, rather, of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast debuts tomorrow, 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. actually. And tonight, 8 o'clock, the Shot versus Everybody podcast with my man's Tristan Fizikas, which is the nigga off that famous Tubi movie. You told that bitch to talk to him in lowercase letters and shit, dog. Funny as hell. Also was on BMF as well. So yeah, shout out to my man Tristan on the Shy versus Everybody podcast tonight, 8 p.m.
McGraw Ave too, man.
Yep, McGraw Ave too, yep, for sure. Yep, eblockradio.com, man. Make sure you check that out. Let's go around the block, dog.
I can't see it. What'd he say?
What happened?
I need some more glasses. I can't read this shit.
Oh, Dre says, speaking of white vans, angry, have you, what are you talking about? You ain't got a white van.
I never had a white van.
Right.
I had a white Explorer.
Right, as slow as you go, you couldn't take nobody no fucking way.
He'll drive fast enough,
nigga, don't drive fast enough to take nobody down.
That nigga drive under the speed limit, cuz.
we'll get away.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Angry man, what you want to leave the people with today, dog?
I don't know, man.
Right.
Yeah, this was a weird one right here for me, dog.
Yeah
not know, for sure.
You know, I don't know, man. Believe what you believe, man. You know, all you can do is sit back and make the best judgment.
Oh, you're talking about your attempted abduction.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that shit was green, bro.
Yeah,
that shit was green.
You tried to get him a red bone.
Right.
That shit was green.
Red
man.
Bone.
The shit wasn't white, bro.
I think I almost got took, dog.
Yes, bro.
Bro, what if you'd have got took, nigga?
Damn. I'd have been gone.
What do you do with a grown nigga get took? Like, I don't even know. Like, where you look? Like, I don't know.
In the Philippines.
Yeah. But you got
to tell me, know you a hard worker.
Y'all want a turtle-looking black dude?
Damn, I look like a turtle?
Damn.
We're
talking shit, man. That nigga offended, dog. That nigga said, damn, bitch, I look like a turtle.
You couldn't pick another animal? Turtles are some unattractive-looking animals, bro.
Your head.
Oh, shit, dog. Y'all like, think it's funny as
like
hell.
Snap a turtle head. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what that is.
What did I do to you?
My nigga RV checking in. What up, though? Greener things in the building. Oh, yeah, she said Jamaica because that nigga be working.
Yeah.
Fucking Jamaica, dog. Anyway, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. What?
Yeah, they tried to get me. They tried.
Yeah, they did.
But nah, like I said, man, just believe what you believe, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't make you believe what you want to believe. You can't make me believe what I want to believe. I think once you believe in something, make it in your best interest. Mm-hmm. And for the interest of the people around you. If it's not productive or, you know, it doesn't, you know, nothing good comes out of it or you don't get nothing good come out of it, then it's time to go regardless who teaches you that shit.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Or, on the flip side, if you stand by your beliefs, I don't want this guy telling me this shit. I don't want this type of person telling me this shit.
Then stand on that shit.
Or only house you probably gonna go to get the word is Barack. Shit.
And if you believe some of the shit they said about him, then maybe not.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like I said, believe what you believe and stand strong on it. You know what I mean? Once you become an adult, you're not stupid. And if you are so passionate about going to church and you're so passionate about this, that, and the other, you would read up on it. So you would know what was BS and was not BS.
Right.
Like you said, regardless of who's kicking it out.
No, for
because
sure.
The one that you think that ain't did shit probably don't know shit.
Yeah, true.
And feeding you some bullshit.
Or they hoodwinking the shit out your ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Feeding you some bullshit just to get up there, put on the show, get a check, and I'm out.
Yeah,
versus the one that may have sin in their life is really kicking that book, really kicking that shit.
Yeah.
So it's up to you, man. Do your homework.
I feel you. My money, what'd you say, bro?
I say that if my guy was so great the way y'all said, I don't think he'll be as harsh as y'all think he's gonna be, bro. And that's just me and then what I believe in. Y'all think because we don't go the same path as y'all that we gonna, the way we speak about God, I don't think he's that harsh enough to say, hey, just because you went off this way this time, crucify his ass. I don't think he's that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all like, and we always built with, you know, right and wrong, and I think that right is him. You know what I'm saying? And if we do the right that we know that's right, then I don't think he's as harsh as, you know, the religion.
The fire and brimstone type shit. And yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's just my belief. I mean, I may be totally wrong, but I don't think my God that I know of is that mean enough to say because you strayed off your path one time, even though I put sin upon you. You strayed away.
Right.
Hell! I don't think that, bro.
Like, you get heat. You get heat.
Yeah. Y'all want that smoke.
Like, this motherfucker just don't listen.
Like, I don't
that
think.
Smoke brisket.
I don't think my guy move like that. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like. And that's just me and my thinking and my rationale about the whole thing because I can't get the total truth from nowhere. So this is just my rational thinking, you know what I'm saying? So and that's what I say about the whole situation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm gonna shout out to Mr. Was Jenkins?
Yeah, Jennings. Yeah.
I wanna give him a shout out because he's preached what he knows in this book and this is what this book says and he's rolling with it. I don't give a fuck with Jake the Snake talking about.
Jake the Snake.
None of them motherfuckers talking about.
Not disrespecting Jake's like, I don't give a
he
fuck.
Preaches word. He preaches word as it ought to be preached. And, you know what I'm saying? I like him.
Yeah, Venus says it's basically about building your personal relationship with God. I think that's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. She said also said church is a building, but you need understanding of God and his Holy Spirit.
That's what I'm saying. You got to study that shit on your own sometime.
Yeah. So you get a choice. It's either or. Make the right choice.
Yeah, it is. What's up,
man? On that note, dog, interesting conversation, dog, I think, to say the least. I'm still always overly alarmed at the like the impact that who a nigga fuck with people's brains so much. Like, it's like that's the ultimate sin. I really felt like killing niggas was more ultimate sin than you fucking somebody the same sex. I always thought that. I would rather you go fuck a dude than kill some niggas. Like I would rather you do that shit. But
my thing is, if you did, I mean, if you really look at it, if you judged it off that, you wouldn't watch TV because half the motherfuckers are gay.
Yeah, and half of them and the other half kill each other. So
and
like,
you wouldn't listen to rap music because half of them are gay.
Shit, let Cat Williams tell us damn near 90% of these motherfuckers. Right.
He pulled a monk and gave us a percentage out this
morning. Right, 99%. No, but for real, like you when it comes to church and Christianity and the words of the Bible, like you get your connection to God however you get it. I might be wrong and shit, but it's up to every individual. That motherfucker delivering the message to me, like in all honesty, dog. Unless this nigga fucking little kids, like I don't really give a fuck what he doing outside this motherfucker, dog. If he delivering me the motherfucking message, now you can't just be. I mean, you can't be doing whatever you doing and shit at the church, like if you just, you know, if you just outlandish like that, that's retarded, like you know what I'm saying. But
get this nigga up out of here.
Yeah, but if you whatever you doing when you go home, dog, when you punch this clock and go to the crib, you do whatever the fuck you want to. You come back, you deliver this message, and I receive and I confirm my connection with God and shit. Then you did your job. What you doing outside of that, nigga, ain't for me, you, or nobody else to judge that shit, I guess.
So that's basically as a gay educator then, school teacher.
I mean, you're right. Like, shit, and I guess I say that too because, like, again, my, it's after 7:30, let's get the fuck out of here. But, like, one of my favorite fucking author is gay as fuck. Like, James Baldwin, gay as shit. But, like, am I gonna detract his word and the stories that he told from the African-American experience in Harlem and shit and how we was trying to overcome racism and shit, like, because he fucking a boy when he get done writing? Like, no, I can't.
Stop saying boy. Say man. I'm hoping.
Well, I mean, at the time, he was young then. So that's why I said it then. I'm sorry. Yeah, I definitely don't want to make that. Yeah, definitely don't be fucking no boy.
And James Baldwin.
Because that shit is real, though. Like, and again, we gonna end on this note, dog. Watch your motherfucking kids, nigga. Because, like, shit's getting worse. And, like, niggas is just getting fucking more deviant.
I hate when my family members post. I already told them don't post my kids, man.
No.
And I tell them stop posting your motherfucker. I don't want to go on Facebook. I never comment on it. I just always read through it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I don't like that.
Yeah.
Stop posting your motherfucking babies and your kids. And, you know, stop that shit.
No, I feel you. That's because it's a different world. Like, back in the day, you probably could do shit like that. But these days, it's niggas that's really praying on shit like that. That shit's weird. That shit
weird as fuck.
Hella disgusting. Like, niggas is deviant on another level.
That's why my son about to be strapped. He a big nigga anyway. You gonna have to have some muscles to fuck with this nigga. Yeah. So I'm just saying though, but he gonna be strapped up too, bitch. Get off of me. I'm not
sure. Love you too, Venus. Thank you for checking us out.
Love you, baby. So,
let's get up out of here, dog. You already know what it is, man. We out here. Yeah. Check out all the replays I just told you about. If you missed this show, check the replay out right now at eblockradio.com. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, dog. We out this thing. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Just do it until you satisfied.
Got my man Mo Money holding it down.
Yep.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Yep.
That shit wild as hell. Niggas out here.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Yo, you know what it is, man. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuss.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.